like a Richard Spencer alt-right group, they use like the fear of white, you know, white cultural death, right? So they're using that narrative. Whereas like a violent National Socialist Movement type of group, like they would use like, they just walk around with swastika flags, and that causes minorities and Jewish groups to feel afraid of these people, right? All right, they're using different ways to message online, right? Like whether it's, you know, a blog or, you know, because the more sites that they fill up the internet with, like, so you type in all right, and then it takes you to a blog. Like, I mean, of course those are opinions, but to a young recruit somewhere, you know, they're looking at these people. I mean, that could be facts, right? Cause it's online. It's, it looks like a, you know, a real media outlet. However, the trouble is that media literacy is so low. Like, I mean, even reading literacy is low in parts of the United States. So can you imagine what, you know, if they put some interesting images on there and then they, you know, they make it easy to read for certain populations, it becomes attractive. And then of course there's YouTube. So they have the videos, they can visually watch these videos for recruitment techniques. And, you know, for the more organized groups, they have their music. If you go on YouTube, you can find hundreds of thousands of white supremacy music videos.